This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat this morning. Thereafter, Prime Minister will perform puja at the Somnath Temple and address a public function in Somnath. Prime Minister will inaugurate the two-day vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Saurashtra-Kutch region in Rajkot today. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi will be present at the inauguration ceremony. More than 1,500 memoranda of understanding are expected to be signed during the event. More than 1,800 business meetings have been scheduled during the reverse buyer-seller meet in Rajkot. The meet will see participation from 110 international buyers representing over 16 countries including the USA, European nations and Australia across diverse sectors such as engineering, agriculture and textiles. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Thiruvananthapuram last night on a day-long visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by the newly elected mayor of Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation, V.V. Rajesh, Kerala BJP President Rajiv Chandrasekhar and other senior party leaders. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with BJP representatives who won in the local body elections in the state. The Home Minister will offer prayers at the Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple this morning. Mr. Shah will also attend the Kerala Kaumudi Conclave in the afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur yesterday, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, said that Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said that the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Koi teachers usme nation first ban gaya.
If a teacher adopts the principle of nation first, then while teaching the children sitting in front of him, thought will come to his mind that they are the future of my country. When he himself embraces nationalism and the idea of nation first, he will inspire and motivate those in front of him.
तो सामने वाले को प्रेरित करेंगे।
The Enforcement Directorate (ED) has approached the Supreme Court in the consultancy firm IPAC case yesterday. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. The ED approached the Calcutta High Court on Friday seeking a CBI probe against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi. Chief Ministers and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories were present in the meeting. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on 28th of this month. The Sikkim government has officially discontinued the issuance of physical permits for foreign nationals visiting protected and restricted areas of the state, making online clearance mandatory for all such travellers. In a communication issued by the Department of Tourism and Civil Aviation, the state government stated that the decision follows strict directions from the Ministry of Home Affairs, which specifies that no protected area permit or restricted area permit shall be issued in physical form under any circumstances. The move is aimed at ensuring stricter compliance with national security norms while streamlining the permit process through digital means. In cricket, India to face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series at Baroda Cricket Association Stadium in Vadodara, Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. This will be the last ODI series for India before they head into full T20 mode with the T20 World Cup 2026 and the IPL 2026 on the horizon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.